Welcome to a room and a bit full of legends to lock it in for, what are we up to? Round 19 of the Telstra Premiership, I think it is. And I'm joined by Darren Cattruppi in our studio. Darren, how are we doing?
Great. Am I that bit? Like the room in a bit?
Yeah. No, no, no. The bit is, see, ordinarily you would go to the bench when you need a reserve. But in this case, we've gone to the lounge room to get our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are we doing, mate?
Pretty good, mate. Pumped, ready to go.
Ordinarily, we would have a replay of last week, but it was all about Origin last week, and we're just not going to revisit that at all. Nobody wants to hear that again. So because you're our first-time guest, Tom, who are you going to lock in for round 19?
Well, look, I'm going back a year, so I'm going to lock in the Broncos tonight because this time of the year, last year, Parramatta just went into a pit. They managed to resurrect themselves as the final series started, but they don't seem to like the end of the season.
Just, you're aware it's at CommBank Stadium. It's not actually played at Suncorp this one tonight.
Yep, and being on a Thursday, look, there's a good chance a few of the Brisbane players will be totally disillusioned, and understandably so. But Reynolds is used to playing on any day and any night, so he might be able to march them around the field.
All right. Will this be the end of Brad Arthur if the Broncos do get up?
Well, this is it. He normally ends up in an enormous amount of pressure this time of the year. Also, the Broncos have got a couple of State of Origin players coming back, and Parramatta's got one or two coming back, but not one or two players I rate as highly as the Brisbane players that are returning.
All right, well, Tom's locked in the outside of Broncos tonight. Darren, who've you got?
Well, I know you're going to be surprised by this.
You pick the Warriors?
No one picks the Warriors.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'm locking in Manly to beat the Dragons tomorrow night.
Oh, that, come on. I mean, this...
That's not a lock.
Yeah, exactly. This game you're meant to be able to get your onions and bang them down on the table and show some guile and some courage. Everyone knows Manly's going to beat the Dragons. In fact, you and I could put Manly jerseys on and we would beat the Dragons together.
That's not a good idea because I don't like pain that much. But Manly have Jake Trbojevic and Andrew Davey out through COVID. And I suspect we'll have even a few more out by the time the game starts tomorrow night. But I still reckon Manly have got it. The Dragons are a basket case.
Oh, all right. Well, COVID is something that, you know, it's hard to take into consideration what's going to happen there. But, geez, your game, anyone's game backing the Dragons these days, they're atrocious.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, to counter your suggestion about who Manly are losing, St George have actually got all of their players. And they're all terrible. Mm. And they've been terrible throughout this year.
Yeah,
and an awful coach.
And yeah, well, maybe not for terribly much longer, it would seem. I, on the other hand, am going to do something that I believe is truly courageous, and that is I'm going to be picking the South Sydney Rabbitohs to defeat the Melbourne Storm on Saturday night.
I looked at that one. I looked at it because, you know, the Storm are in a hole, and they have not been in a hole this holy in a long time.
You want to know when it last happened? I looked into this. In 2012, the Storm lost 5 games in a row. They went on to win every single game for the rest of the season, including the grand final. So if you're a Storm fan, I wouldn't be too fussed about it.
I still think you're probably right. I can't see the Storm beating the Rabbitohs. The way they played last week and how red-hot Latrell was, and Cody Walker with Latrell back in form. I'd agree with you on that one.
That's who I'm counting on, Latrell Mitchell. What say you, Tom?
Look, I do. I'm a big Latrell Mitchell fan, and I don't want to go back to State of Origin, but he should have been there. He should have been on the bench.
Stop it.
Just giving him 20 minutes at the end when we really needed him. But let's not go back there. Let's not go back there. No, I think that could be an outside chance, that one. The Storm, yeah. This is un-Storm-like, isn't it, really?
Oh, I love seeing it, to be honest. And I love talking Lock It In every Thursday. Legends, thank you, as always, for joining us. Or for the first time in your case, Tom.
Yep, indeed. And go the Broncos. And that hurts me to say it, but go the Broncos.
I look forward to being right.